This is St. Louis Public Radio. There was a time that if a student acted out in class, the punishment was often a suspension. Educators are now trying to address the causes of those outbursts in order to keep kids in the classroom more. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on the work schools are doing to address toxic stress and trauma among students.
There are no desks in Latin class at University City High School. Students instead are facing each other in plastic chairs. They're circling up.
We're going to use our talking piece, Felix the Cat, today. And as always, when you have the talking piece, you should feel free to say as much or as little.
These circles, part of what's known as restorative practices, are growing in popularity in school districts in St. Louis and nationwide as educators look to ways to improve school climate and reduce toxic stress among students. On this morning, as the gray stuffed cat makes its way around to the circle, one student is nervous about an exam later in the day. The seniors worry about their college applications. When a student shares news of acing a test, there's cheering.
But I got 100%.
Nice.
I'm gonna start crying.
Senior Leah Zukoski says the circles are a way to let loose a little.
It's just a time to calm down and like express how you feel, and like nobody's gonna judge you.
On top of these regular circles, schools are using restorative justice to mediate arguments among students or with staff. Restorative practices are not a license for students to behave without consequences. Gary Spiller is the director of student support services for UCity. He says students will still be punished, just in a different way.
But it's how you discipline. You know, you really focus on the deed, not the doer. You focus on the impact of what that student, you know, is doing, and also the responsibilities for that student to make things right.
A study of restorative justice being implemented in Pittsburgh schools found student discipline did decline, but the RAND Corporation also found there wasn't an improvement in academics. Spiller says the transformation has been bumpy at times.
Sometimes it's going to be great and awesome, and other times it's going to be kind of icky, and that's okay. We have to continue to work through it.
East St. Louis, Maplewood, Richmond Heights, and Kirkwood school districts have all codified restorative practices in recent years. Several other St. Louis area districts have taken steps to reduce suspensions and punitive discipline. But teachers have also expressed frustration with schools switching to restorative justice without enough training or additional resources, like more social workers in the building. Emily Luft is a program director with Alive and Well, a nonprofit that's helping UCity implement trauma-informed teaching and restorative practices.
Making a change like this isn't about flipping a switch. There's a lot that goes into what has created the current state of the culture of a school. And so one training, one introduction of a tool is not going to undo the years or decades that's created a particular culture.
School cultures can run deep. The KIPP Charter Network long used the saying, no excuses, which was perceived to mean a strict school environment. KIPP teachers are now going through a year-long training on implementing restorative justice, and KIPP has dropped no excuses from its branding. Ellen Weber is a social worker at KIPP Triumph Academy. She says restorative justice still goes hand in hand with high expectations.
Having this type of like interpersonal conflict resolution skill building is what will get our kids to be able to put those conflicts aside in the classroom and really focus on academics, but also be able to have these skills for the rest of their lives.
We're going to close out our circle. So please.
Back at UCity High School, every class did a circle the first week of the school year. But senior Kaya Blunt says not all teachers kept them going.
If the whole school did buy into it, I think it would be like a better environment, because like there's a lot of kids here who are like under a lot of pressure.
Blunt says in her classes using restorative practices, she feels more like a person than just a student. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.